Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store. Grandpappy Spears is just entering. Listen.
Come in. Oh, well, howdy, Grandpa. Thought you was a customer there for a minute.
No, it's just me.
Well, I'm proud it ain't no customer. I'm too tired to get up and wait on anybody. Look here, I just whittling out my woman a new churn dasher there.
Yeah.
Looks like a dandy, don't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, she
I've
broke
got
that
to
other.
Get around to doing that one of you. Been laying off to do that for about 7 or 8 years.
Yeah. Well, it takes time till I have to wait around. Well, come on in and sit down. Don't stand there like you've lost or something.
I'm studying, Abner.
Studying? What about?
I don't know.
Huh?
What did I come over here for?
Well, law me, I don't know, Grandpa.
I never figured you would. Just thought I'd take a chance.
Oh, I ain't no mind.
I know I come over here for some reason, but I'm a pigeon-toed hootie owl if I can think of what it is.
Well, sit down. Rest yourself. Maybe it'll come to you. Watch the cat there.
Yeah, get out of there, Geraldine. Get on back in the speed room with your kittens.
Yeah, sit down there.
Yeah.
Take it easy. She's out of the way, and I don't jump on her.
It's hair all over there, though.
You never wanted to buy no groceries, I don't reckon.
No, I don't think so.
Oh. Tobacco?
Let's see. No, got plenty of tobacco.
Shoes?
No. Men or women's?
Well, either one. We got both.
No, I'm pretty sure it wasn't that.
Huh. Was it to pay your bill, I hope?
No, I know it wasn't that.
Yeah. Didn't think it was. Ought to know better than ask that, even.
Where's Islam at? Maybe he can recollect what it was.
Oh, he went in the county seat. Went in there early this morning. He catched a ride on a mail hack.
What'd he go in there for?
Why, that music outfit in there called him up Saturday and said they didn't know whether they could fix up that pioneer or not.
Hey, church pioneer that Lum runs?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They said if they could fix it, why, more than likely it'd cost a lot of money. So, well, they told Lum he better come in there and figure out what he wants to do with it. So, that's what he done.
Uh-huh. When'll he be back?
Oh, I don't know. Ought to be getting back pretty soon, I reckon. He's been in there all day.
I wish he'd hurry. I'd love to know what to come over here for. I'm curious.
Yeah, it would be nice, all right.
I ain't mad at neither one of you fellas, am I?
No, not that I know of.
Well, I couldn't have come over here to fight, then. Yeah, I'm glad it ain't that, because I ain't no mood to scuffle no way.
Oh, me neither, law. Me, no.
Too hot
to fight.
Yeah. Seemed like it was something I've been aiming on doing for a couple of days, whatever it is.
It weren't to deliver a telegram, was it?
No, it couldn't be that, because I'm on my vacate from that job right now. Taking a 2-week vacate.
Well, how can you tell when you're on a vacate with a job like that?
Just what do you mean by that remark, Mr. Peabody?
All you do is just sit over in a rocker at Dick Huddleston's store. You know where 2 or 3 telegrams comes in during a whole year.
I know, but I gotta be worrying all that time for fear one does come in.
Worrying?
When I'm on a vacate, I can sit there without worrying. I sure need it, too. That mental strain was beginning to tell on me.
Oh, prattle.
It was.
Mental strain.
Well, Abner, do you realize that a telegram could come in from any part of the country? Any part of the world. Think of it, the whole world. Me right there in the center of the whole shebang.
Yeah, sitting in a rocking chair sound asleep.
I ain't sleeping.
You are, darn it. I saw you down
I'm
there.
I'm just sort of resting my eyes. Sort of squinting them from that strain of it all.
Oh, Lord, me alive.
Abner, you just don't realize what a big job I got.
Oh, it's a big one, yeah.
Do you know that the first telegram line in the United States was put up in 1843?
What of it?
Then I just wanted you to know that we're an old, established outfit. This ain't no little old 2-bit flying-by-night hamburger stand we got. 1843! From Washington to Baltimore, 1843.
Yeah, you said that.
From Washington, D.C. to Baltimore, Maryland, United States of America, 1843.
Well, you don't have to keep telling me that, Grandpa.
Not 42, not 44, 43.
Yeah, Grandpap, I know what you said. From Baltimore to Washington.
That's right. Yeah. How'd you know that?
You told me you said from Washington, D.C. to Baltimore, Maryland is what you said. 1843.
I'm glad to know I told you right.
Yes, sir. You told
me. You can look it up for yourself in the almanac.
I don't want to look it up. I believe you.
Page 194. Go on, look it up. I'll learn you to argue with me.
I ain't arguing with you.
Page 194, halfway down the page.
Listen, Grandpap, I told you I believed you, so just drop the subject now before we do get an argument here. I don't want to argue. Well, for the land's sakes, what's that truck doing out there?
Huh?
Look there. Big truck just stopping from the store.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, I reckon what that's for now. I know it ain't from the wholesale house. Unless they got a different truck and a new credit manager, too, in there.
Wait a minute, ain't that Cedric getting out?
Yeah, that's him. He must be riding with the driver. There ain't no one thing that boy loves better than to ride on a truck. He just loves it.
Hey, Mr. Abner, whereabouts is Mr. Lum at?
He's in the county seat, Cedric.
Well, he's got a new Pioneer for Mr. Lum, and he wants to know where to deliver it at.
A new one?
Yes, ma'am.
Law me, they must not have been able to fix that old one up. Why, just tell him to take it over to the church, I reckon, Cedric.
Oh, yes, Mom.
Tell him to set it right where the old one used to be.
Yes, Mom, I know whereabouts it goes at.
All right.
Right away.
Doggy, new Pioneer. Boundy, this is going to run Lum into more expense than he's figuring on.
Well, they're more likely to give him something on the old one, won't they?
Well, yeah, I suppose so, but it'll still cost him more than he's got. I know that if it costs anything at all.
Yeah, see, you know, that's pretty nice, old Lum, to do that for the church.
Yeah, it is, Grandpa. Right thoughty of him. Of course, on the other hand, he's doing it to get himself out of the trouble he's in, too. He told me he said he's going to get this Pioneer all straightened out no matter what it cost him. Even if he couldn't afford it, he said he was going to see that it was straightened out.
Well,
see, he's pretty sure that Uncle Henry Lunsford suspicions that he's the one that broke into the church that night and ruined the Pioneer in the first place.
Oh, the town marshal's finally catching on, huh?
Yeah, he's a fair to hear. And old Sister Simpson, she's aiming on lawsuing whoever it was that done it, you know.
Yeah.
She's mad as a wet setting hen.
She'll change her mind, though, when she sees that new Pioneer sitting over there.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah, I believe Lum done the right thing, all right. And this will help his standing here in the community, too.
Oh, my, yes. He'll be the best thought of man in the whole town.
Yeah, no doubts about it at all. I know that I just thinking here. Just about closing time, Grandpap. Believe I'll just lock up and let's go over to the church and look at that Pioneer. I'd love to see that thing.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, I'll run over the Mockingbird once on it and see how it sounds.
Yeah, well, you don't have to do it. I just want to look at it. It's all out there. Wait a minute. Here comes old Lum right now. He'll more likely want to go with us, too.
Oh, well, he's done saw it.
Well, he want to see how it looks sitting in the church there. Natural after him buying it. Give me it. Hey, well, howdy, Lum. Come on in here, you old rascal.
Yeah, let me get in here and sit down. I've had a hard day.
Yeah, doggies, you must have.
Yeah, that Pioneer was in such bad shape they couldn't fix it at all.
Well, that's what me and Grandpap figured.
So all I could do was just sell it for junk. Got $10 out of it.
$10?
That's all.
Doggies, that won't go very far towards paying for that new one. Come on, Lum, me and Grandpap were just going over to the church to look at it. Why don't you go along with us?
To look at what?
Well, new Pioneer you bought.
I never bought no new Pioneer.
Why, you did, Donnie. No use trying to fool us, because they've done delivered it.
What are you talking about?
Don't try to act so innocent now. The truck drove up here with a new Pioneer in your name not 15 minutes ago.
Abner, you must be talking through your hat.
No, sir.
All right, Jimmy, Abner, looky here. Look what I found in my pocket. Now I know what I come over here for, to bring this special deliver letter to Lum. Here, Lum.
Special deliver? Grannies, who could that be from?
Oh, good Grandpap, you oughtn't to forget things like that.
Well, I always recollect them sooner or later. Just takes a little time. I know I ain't been carrying that letter for over 2 days.
2 days?
Oh, my goodness. Well, this explains the Pioneer. Listen to this, Abner.
Oh, what's that one?
Dear Mr. Edwards, due to several cancellations, we are able to comply with your request for a upright Pioneer on approval sooner than we previously informed you.
Wait a minute. You mean that pioneer come here was the one you ordered a while back from the mail order house?
Must be.
That one that you was just going to take on a 30-day free trial?
That's so on.
Oh, my goodness.
And you say you sent it over to the church?
Yeah, see, I thought
you... Oh, well, let me get to that phone quick. I've got to get this straightened out. I can't afford to pay no $300 for a new pioneer. After this, Abner, I wish you'd keep your nose out of my business.
Well, Lom, I
wait a minute,
thought...
Hello, Brother Riggins?
This is
Lom Eddards.
Tried to do my best.
How's that? Well, that's what I was calling you about. You see, Brother Riggins, that pioneer that... Yeah, well, that's nice of you to say that, but you see... Well, thank you, but actually... I wouldn't go so far as to say that about me.
Interesting to listen to this.
Well, that's nice they feel that way about me, but... Yeah... Uh-huh. Well, it's all right, Brother Riggins. I was just only too proud to do it. Yes, sir. Goodbye. Well, Henry, looks like I've just given the church a new pioneer.
And where are you going to get the $300, Lum?